deeper than what happened today.
Yeah, most certainly. But I suppose, you know, today was a disappointment that we weren't able to... there was a chance to win the game. And then when that became a challenge, the opportunity was there to save it. And we weren't able to do that as well, which is disappointing. But I think if you look back over the game, I thought we were excellent with the ball. We got through the little tricky period to be none down overnight. And look, day two was probably the opportunity that we missed to drive this game forward. You know, the surface had settled down. It was, you know, we just couldn't get any partnerships together. You know, we're finding ourselves, you know, four down regularly, you know, for not many. So that's certainly something we need to really improve on. But overall, yeah, pretty disappointing.
Just back on today, you're 1 for 50, and then just before lunch, a couple of dismissals. How'd you sort of see that in the batting either side of lunch? Was it a case of blokes getting themselves out, which has often happened, or was it a case of them sort of bowling South Australia out as such?
Yeah, I think, look, if you can look at it any way, I suppose, but to lose key wickets at, you know, just at a break, look, they're a blow, there's no doubt about that. You know, credit to Western Australia, they bowled really well, and we weren't able to, you know, find strategies to combat that good bowling, which is pretty disappointing. It's certainly something we've got to work on, and we've got to work on it quick, because we just can't keep having these performances. You know, we need to be better.
They are the benchmark. You look at the way they've gone yesterday and the way they sort of ground out Bancroft, ground out runs. Is that the sort of thing your guys need to aspire to, do you think?
Yeah, Rambo, it's a really good point. And Steve Stubbings, our batting coach, mentioned that. And he said, learn from, you know, opposition. You know, as you said, they are the benchmark. We spoke about that. We spoke about how Bancroft went and played his innings. And that's certainly something that we aspired to do today. We needed someone to anchor this innings and see it through. We got a number of starts, you know, which was promising, but unfortunately, getting starts doesn't allow you to drive games forward and doesn't allow you to either save a game or win a game just by getting starts. We need people to go on and players to go on and make significant contributions. And at the moment, we're not quite doing that. I think we've had seven scores in three Shield games. We've had seven individual scores above 40, and we need to be better. Simple as that.
And you pick Wes. I mean, he struggled through yesterday. Is there any damage there, or is it just spasms or whatever?
He's pretty sore, to be honest. And so, look, we'll assess him in the coming days. But look, at this point right now, Wes is pretty sore. It's from speaking to the doc, he's had some back spasms, but something with his disc. So we'll explore that further and have more information when that comes to hand. But at the moment, yeah, he's pretty sore. Yeah.
Does that also make you rethink the three quicks and a spinner? Like, if you lose a quick like you did during that game, do you almost need to have a backup option there? Well, Liam Scott made some runs yesterday.
Yeah, well, you've got to... we look at the balance of our side. We've won three games in the last little while playing three seams of spinner. And... you know, we've got support from Nathan McSweeney. We know our batting's going to improve. I'm not sure taking a batter out of the team is going to help us score more runs. So, look, we'll sit down as a selection panel and look at all our options. But at the moment, you know, bowler's job is to bowl cricket balls and the batter's job is to score runs. So we need more of that, basically.
Done.